Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Friday, May 6th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
All by your lonesome?
All by my lonesome.
Did it take you under 3 hours?
Yes, it did, actually.
Wow. Under two?
Yeah.
Under one?
Yeah.
Whoa. How long?
29:03.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
See? 29:03.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, to what do you would, what explains that great success?
Well, maybe I knew a lot of the answers.
I would not have thought of that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I certainly wouldn't have thought of a lot of the answers.
No, I was able to get traction in every corner and in the middle too. So,
wow.
So there was enough that I knew that I was able to get the stuff I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It just worked out all right.
Well, it did for me too, but it took a lot longer. I was having trouble getting traction anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, there was a lot of, like, it was bad, you know, 15 across. Japanese for teacher, I could not think of sensei.
Yeah, that's been in before.
Right, and I should have been able to, but it didn't come to me.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of places that didn't come to me. And then they had some, there was no theme.
No.
But,
there were some rather obscure clues, like the one right above sensei. Water wings, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's like water wings, for example. So I was thinking like balloons or I couldn't think what it would be, but it turned out to be floats.
Mm-hmm.
And they are floats, that's true, but you know, that's just not something that came to me right away, but I eventually figured it out.
See, and that's me with every single answer.
Oh,
and every single clue.
Yeah, and those are toughies.
Like, for example, setting for a shot. They lured me down the garden path, and I was thinking about, oh, you know, a studio, or then I was thinking about a shot like a doctor's office.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But it turned out to be f-stop.
Right. Uh-huh. The setting on a camera.
Mm-hmm. And I had to, the nine down, the most populous Canadian prov, I was pretty sure it was Ontario, but I was sort of vacillating between Ontario and Quebec.
Oh.
So, I mean, that was how much trouble I was having.
Oh, I knew it was Ontario.
And then in that same play, in that same corner, 18 across bearing, I was thinking of sort of how you carry yourself, but the answer was toting.
Uh-huh, right.
So, mm-hmm. I'm 20 across, suck up in a way. I had vacuum.
Oh, uh-huh.
The answer was siphon.
Siphon, yeah.
Did you hit on that right away?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I had a few letters. Like, I had 21 down. One who loves to bring up the past. I put history buff. It turned out to be history nerd. But I didn't find that out until I got to the bottom of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Because history was right. So that carried me through 2/3 of the puzzle.
Yeah, see, that didn't occur to me. I got nerd at some point.
Uh-huh.
And then sort of worked up to find history.
Uh-huh. And the other long one in there in the middle. Some social media back and forths. Twitter wars.
Yes.
And I had the W, and I had the second T.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Oh, it's got to be Twitter something.
Mm-hmm.
So I put in Twitter. And again, that took me through about half the puzzle. And then I figured it was Twitter wars.
Yeah. I think I was just doing this when I was too tired, but I didn't have any choice because I had no other time.
Uh-huh.
But like, I got wars mm-hmm. after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then was able to sort of figure out the rest of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's see, what else was toasted treat was Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that never would have occurred to me.
Uh-huh. It didn't occur to me right away, but then what did I have? Oh, on five down, this is the life. I had A-H-H.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just couldn't get anything to work then for the toasted treat. I'm like, what would have an H, you know, two letters from the end.
Right.
And then I thought, oh, I wonder if you put an A in there. And then Pop-Tart just popped right in there. So
did you have one down the turn on for a bartender.
Yeah, spigot. I got that right away.
It took me a little bit to get that, but that was one of the clues I got there. Spigot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that top right corner was just miserable for me. Even 10 down, so to speak, the answer was as it were.
Uh-huh.
It took me a while.
Yeah.
Did you get that right away?
Not right away, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I knew 22 across, author of The Kitchen God's Wife. That was Amy Tan. And the one under it, 26 down, initialism that might have a ring to it. And I thought, oh, I bet it's got something to do with wrestling or, you know, something with that's played in a ring. It turned out to be WBA, which I think is the World Boxing Association.
Yeah. See, I was thinking J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh.
And then I was trying to remember who did, what is it, the Ring Trilogy? Wagner.
Oh, yeah.
And then
he didn't have initials.
But then I started thinking about, well, maybe they meant like, because I think I had the A and I thought, well, maybe it's DNA. Of course, that's more of a helix than a ring.
Uh-huh.
But it was sort of, I mean, it's, if you look at it from the top, it's a ring, sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. And they did have T cell right underneath that, 29 across,
right.
Agent of immunity.
Uh-huh.
31 across was great. Did I just hear him say that? And the answer was, he went there.
Yes, uh-huh.
That was great. And 34 across, the principle indicating no second chances, win or go home.
Uh-huh.
I thought, wow, that's rare.
Uh-huh. Well, you hear that in sports.
Yeah, but no, I haven't seen it in the crossword.
No, I've never seen it in the crossword.
Let's see. Surfer Girl was Waheen.
Yeah, I didn't know that one, actually.
And I don't understand it now. Is that a person's name?
No, I don't think so. I thought maybe that's what they called female surfers, like in Hawaii or
Waheens?
Something.
Waheens? Okay. I guess so.
I don't know.
Listeners, if any of you happen to be in Hawaii, first, we'd like you to invite us to your place. And secondly, if you can explain what 24 down is, Surfer Girl Waheen, and you might even start by telling us how to pronounce it, we would be grateful. Send us a note, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
Okay.
I'm hoping someone will get to us.
Uh-huh.
I did know, okay, there was one that I sort of guessed but got right away. Fictional African country of film, Wakanda.
I got that one right away.
That was the only thing that I was like, I don't know any other fiction. If it's another fictional African country, I'm just going to stop the crossword at this point.
Uh-huh.
And then I happen to remember that Make Lace was Tat.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I remembered that, but it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly didn't know 48 across, hair holders, snoods.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
They don't wear much anymore, but like, if you remember back, if you watched Captain America, what's his girlfriend's name?
Peggy.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes she wore snood. It was like, you know, it's like a sort of a, it looks sort of like a cap here, and then it's sort of got like a hairnet.
I would like to point out that the people listening can't see what you're doing with your hair, but
I know,
okay.
But anyway,
I get the idea.
That's what a snood is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't wear them anymore. But back in the 30s and 40s, they were very popular.
See, if I'd known snoods, that would have helped. And the thing about this grid, too, was sort of, I guess it wasn't as isolated as the last one we looked at.
No, you could get a lot of clues.
All right.
From your
except the ones that would sort of have you, you know, maybe connect the various corners, like Waheen.
Mm-hmm.
And 25 down, doctors was amends.
Uh-huh.
That was tricky, I thought.
This just in, Waheen, that's how you say it. It is a Maori or Polynesian, especially Hawaiian woman, or it is a young woman, especially a surfer.
Wow.
So there you go.
Learn something. Mm-hmm. I'll have to add that to my list of favorite clues.
Mm-hmm.
36 down, took care of a dog or cat, maybe. So I had pet, and so I thought petted, because if you petted someone, you were sort of taking mm-hmm. care of them. But I thought it was a little lame, but it turned out to be Pet Sat.
Right.
And I should have gotten that. Uh-huh. And then 53 across, half page perhaps, was an ad unit.
Right.
That took me a while. Uh-huh. I mean, everything in this took me a while.
What did I have? Ad size, that's what I put.
Oh, okay.
But then it turned out, no, that didn't work. What, it was ad unit.
Well, that U of unit ran into the answer to 34 down, Napa excursion. Uh-huh. And so I had wine. And just to give you an idea of just how tired I was, I thought vineyards made sense. Because if you had vineyards, perhaps you could have a wine yard. So I had vineyard. Uh-huh. And then I took out yard because it wasn't getting me anywhere. Because I had tay for make lace. And uh-huh. I'm like, I think it's tat. Uh-huh. And so but then I thought maybe it was wine shop. You take a tour of wine shops. But it turned out to be wine tour.
Yes.
And that made a whole lot of sense and sort of solved that. And then 53 across, again, or no, sorry, 55 across, decks with major and minor arcana was tarot, those kind of decks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, man. So this was a tough crossword, I thought. Mm-hmm. I am just in awe of the fact that you did it in approximately just slightly less than one half, no, less than one half the time it took me to do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I knew something in every corner and right. I was able to build on that. I love 54 across. I've never heard this term, but fatherly tips to use a portmanteau coinage, dadvice.
Dadvice.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those portmanteaus are sort of cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, great crossword. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is by Aaron Ullman, and it's Aaron Ullman's first. So in the New York Times crossword, and certainly was great. I mean, I like I said, I had to fight everywhere to get this.
Uh-huh. But you did it.
But I did it. Uh-huh. So I mean, but it was sort of touch and go for a while. Uh-huh. Brilliant cluing. I am very worried about Saturday. You probably aren't. It'll probably take you 30 minutes.
You know, this week has been relatively easy for me. And of course, the week before, I just really struggled. Mm-hmm. Well, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I just really struggled on Saturday. I didn't get hardly any of that. But anyway, this has been a relatively easy week for me.
Yeah, I don't have easy weeks, but
I mean, sometimes.
But it's because I don't have much of a memory to draw on. You know, I really have to fight for every word, and maybe if I did it in the morning, you know, maybe when I did it when I was well rested, like even 29 down. Poet who wrote a Child's Christmas in Wales. I'm like, I know this, but I couldn't. It took me a letter or two before I realized it was Thomas, mm-hmm. as in Dylan Thomas. Uh-huh. So, I mean, like I said, the only clue I saw in this entire crossword that I knew for sure was Wakanda.
Wakanda.
And even then, I wasn't sure. I was like, maybe there's some other, you know, fictional African country. I'd give you the name of it, but I don't know it. So, there was another one that was actually not too bad. Male's name hidden backward in this clue. So I thought, I can do this. I can go backwards. And I was hoping those letters better be consecutive. Otherwise, I was going to write a nasty note to Will Shorts. Mm-hmm. But it turned out to be Ansel, mm-hmm. coming out of... And it was, in fact, at the very beginning, male's name hidden backward in this clue. And of course, I started it, you know, I was like, okay, is there a male named E-U-L-C-S? Nope. How about a male named U-L-C-S-I? Mm-hmm. How about L-C, and so
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
But of course, it was at the very beginning of the thing.
Uh-huh.
So that would explain my time.
Uh-huh.
I spent most of it going in search for Ansel.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I think that's probably it for today, except for the fact that it is Fun Fact Friday.
Do, 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 do.
Thank you. And do you have a fun fact for Fun Fact Friday?
I have a fun fact. And this relates to a clue that we had earlier in the week about the Bears Ears National Monument. And it is Bears Ears, not Bears Ears. So, but anyway, that's kind of an interesting fun fact about Bears Ears National Monument. It is located in San Juan County in southeastern Utah, and it was actually established by President Obama on December 28th, 2016. So it's not really that old.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at a picture of it, and really it's just two, they call them buttes, but they look like two little mountains that come to a point. They don't look like bear's ears at all, but they are considered bear's ears, a pair of buttes. And then there is an Indian Creek Corridor rock climbing area there as well. The monument's original size was 1,351,849 acres. So that's like 2,112.264 square miles. So it's huge, really huge. Okay. President Donald Trump on December the 4th, 2017, reduced the size by 85%. So it went down quite a bit in the Trump administration. And that was challenged as being allegedly illegal. But the bear's ears, the monument protects the public land that surrounds the bear's ears and the Indian Creek Corridor rock climbing area. There are five different Native American names for this, and I am not even going to begin to try to pronounce them, but they all mean bear's ears. So I thought that was rather interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly undeveloped. It is co-managed by the Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service, along with a coalition of five Native American tribes, some of them being familiar names like the Ute, Mountain Ute, the Ute Indian tribe of the Unata, and then there's the Navajo Nation, the Ore Reservation, and the Pueblo of Zuni. So Zuni, Ute are both, and Hopi actually, all three are crossword words that you come by now and then.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of its size now, like I said, it was sort of exceptionally large for U.S. national monuments, but then it was reduced in size. National monuments have been reduced by previous presidents, but not since 1963, and never to such a large degree. Legal scholars have argued that the reduction is not authorized by law. Several federal lawsuits have been filed challenging Trump's action. President Joe Biden restored the territory removed by Trump in October of 2021.
So now the next president will reduce it again,
yeah,
and bear's ears will just keep fluctuating.
Uh-huh. So now it is back to its original 2,112 square miles.
See, maybe they could have identified like the bear's nose and then the bear's chin, and they could have had like a.
You can't take the chin if you know you gotta have the whole bear together.
And then we could have bear face.
Mm-hmm, right. Uh-huh.
So
anyway, that is a little fun fact about Bears Ears National Monument. Makes me want to go see it.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for that. We'll head off right now. So tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from a remote location.
but probably not Bears Ears.
Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword, the Bears Ears edition. I'm sorry, the bear's ears, plural bears, plural ears. Okay, got it.
It might be the Lake Winnebago edition.
Yeah, there we go. That'll be a little
more manageable.
That'll be a little bit easier, yes. All right, well, that is it for today. So the hardest crossword of the week usually is going to be out in just about half an hour.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Listeners, make sure you get a hold of it and start cracking. And we'll be back to tell you about how we did on it tomorrow.
Bye-bye.